This is Triple R Midday News with Megan Clement.
And Daniel Lawler. Crown Casino workers will go on strike during the Caulfield Cup this Friday and Saturday. Casino workers are upset over a pay dispute. The strike could cost the casino more than $4 million in revenue and $1 million in profits per day. The Liquor, Hospitality and Miscellaneous Union says its members will be walking off the job at different points during the day. The union's Victorian secretary, Jess Walsh, says members had been in negotiation for a fair pay rise but feel that Crown hasn't listened to them.
At the same time as they're struggling to get a fair pay rise, of course the casino is posting record profits, and that's certainly causing a degree of frustration for the members who really are the cause of those profits.
East Timor's opposition says plans for a regional refugee processing centre will not be supported by their parliament. Australian Immigration Minister Chris Bowen will meet with East Timorese President José Ramos Horta in Dili today to discuss the centre. President Ramos Horta has warned his country will not be financing the project, which he estimates could cost Australia up to $60 million. Opposition leader and former Prime Minister Estanislao da Silva says the centre would put undue stress on the bilateral relationship.
We have made our position clear, is that in Timor-Leste we have enough problems already to deal with. We don't want that a single issue will damage this relationship.
The peak industry body for Australian vegetable growers has slammed proposed cutbacks to water allocations for irrigators in the Murray-Darling Basin. Mitchell Brown reports.
It's been described as one of the most significant water reforms in our history, but farmers in the Murray-Darling Basin aren't convinced it's a change for the better. Industry body AusVeg represents more than 9,000 Australian vegetable and potato growers and has blasted the proposed cutbacks to water allocations in the region. The Murray-Darling Basin Authority is estimating a reduction in current diversion flows of between 22 and 29%. Hugh Tobin from AusVeg says the proposed cutbacks are arbitrary.
There isn't really even evidence of what is considered to be healthy in terms of the water flow down the Murray. So when you're talking about cutbacks of between 22 and 29% and up to 45% in some regions, then you really need to make those assessments on hard evidence, because the effects in terms of the economy and jobs are severe.
Staff from the Basin Authority will present a series of public information sessions on the proposed plan, beginning in Shepparton today. Mitchell Brown for Triple R News.
A dramatic increase in scam phone calls shows Australians are the victims of an international trend, according to the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. Rosa Ellen with the details.
Complaints about scam phone calls have increased tenfold in the past 2 months, with callers pretending to offer government grants, loans and computer help. ACCC Deputy Chairman Peter Kell says consumers need to be wary.
There's no doubt that overseas telemarketers are targeting Australian consumers at present, and unfortunately we have seen some people lose significant amounts of money. If you get an unsolicited call and the caller requests personal information or some sort of payment, it may be a scam.
Rosa Allen, Triple R News.
A man has been arrested in relation to the reservoir leak that caused a flood of toxic red sludge in Hungary. With more, here's Jessica Pan.
Last week, a reservoir 100 miles southwest of Budapest unleashed a lethal torrent of red sludge on three villages. Nearly 200 million gallons of toxic mud flooded from the reservoir after part of its wall collapsed. The torrent killed 8 people, injured hundreds, and destroyed homes in its wake. The managing director of the company that owns the reservoir has been charged with criminal negligence. Hungary's environment secretary warns that another wall is likely to collapse, leading to increased efforts to finish a dam by Tuesday. Prime Minister Viktor Orban says it's Hungary's worst environmental disaster. Jessica Pan, Triple R News.
The Chinese government is continuing its house arrest of Liu Xia, wife of Nobel Prize winner Liu Xiaobo. Miss Liu announced via Twitter that she had visited her husband in jail to tell him news of the award before her phone line was broken and she was told not to leave her home. China has cancelled a trade meeting with Norway tomorrow in retaliation for the Nobel Prize, while other long-term activists have been placed under house arrest.
Sacked editor-in-chief of the Herald Sun, Bruce Guthrie, says he expects to shoot to the top of News Limited's blacklist after releasing his book today. The book, Man Bites Murdoch, gives an insider's account of the highest rungs of Rupert Murdoch's media empire. This includes revealing the existence of a blacklist of names that should not be mentioned in News Limited publications. Mr. Guthrie says the book will not endear him to many at the company.
I think I'm probably at the top of the blacklist. I've probably just displaced